It was great, man. It was full of energy. You know, the fans were crazy. It was just a great atmosphere to play in.
Adrian, when Greg signed here, I mean, he has a 70-yard touchdown. You have a 60-yard touchdown. Is that what you were hoping for? I mean, is that what you thought could happen in this offense if you got a receiver of his stature?
Yeah, exactly. You know, playing against that guy for a couple of years at Green Bay, I definitely knew what he had and what he could bring to the table for this offense. And, you know, he'd been showing it, you know, and he was able to make a big play today that helped us win. So he's doing exactly what I expected.
What was a sweet run of the 60-yarder for the touchdown. Tell us about that. Walk us through that one if you could.
Oh, man, you know, it all started up top, you know, just being patient and letting those guys up front, you know, develop and let the holes open up for me. And I was able to press it, you know, and cut it back and take it to the house. And I just got to give thanks to those guys up front because they were the ones that made it happen, the receivers blocking down the field. And, you know, it was a big momentum shift for us.
Jerome back in the lineup this week, yeah. and what a difference that made.
It made a big difference. You know, he's a guy that, you know, me personally, in the run game and pass game, you can count on. You know, he's one of those guys that you know what he's going to bring to the table. And, you know, definitely being physical, and he's going to go out there and play with all his heart. And so just having him back, the sense, you know, and getting, you know, the preparation this week and being back there in the backfield with him, you know, I felt that confidence, you know, because we've been doing it together. And he showed up for us today.
Blocking the first touchdown from Joe Webb there. How much has he picked up in terms of run blocking, just making the position switch?
He's did great, man. You know, he's each week he continued to improve. And it's so funny because he came to me on the sideline. He was telling me that, hey, on the 42 lead, you know, Troy, safety, he's cramming in. He's shooting right now. So just trust me, I'm going to be able to pin him in. And you can get it outside. And sure enough, the next time we called it, it happened exactly, you know, the way he is playing. So he's doing a good job of having those eyes to help me as well.
Does him having been a quarterback and knowing what safeties are doing, does that play into that at all?
I'm sure it does.
How have you found your London experience?
It's been great. You know, the people of London are, you know, have welcomed us and been great to us. I've had a wonderful time, you know, just being around London and Walford. It's beautiful.
What about the stadium?
Say again?
What about the stadium, the atmosphere today?
Yeah, it was, it was electric, you know, just coming out that tunnel, you know, and just looking out and seeing that purple and yellow. It was a good mix. I think we kind of trumped them a little bit with the purple going out there, but it was full of energy, you know. It felt like a home game.
Did you feel like the huddle or the offense were particularly different with Castle in place?
You know, anytime you bring a guy in that, you know, Castle he's more vocal, you know, so he was out there and he was, you know, saying it to his sense in the huddle, and you could see guys, you know, buying into it and, you know, keeping the huddle together, and that's all you can ask for, you know, from any player, especially the quarterback position. So he did a good job for us today.
Is there a question who should be starting on against Carolina?
What do you think? You know, it's going to be tough for them, you know. So it's a good thing we got the bye week coming up. Let those guys sit back. You know, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to let ownership and our head coaches, you know, square things out. And we'll see how things roll when we come back for, you know, that after the bye week.
Describe the experience of this week. You had so many things competing for your interests, the, unconventional travel, all strange travel, all of that. You needed a win. How did you sum it all up?
Oh, man, it was, I would say like a roller coaster ride, man, because, you know, coming over here Monday, right after a tough loss, and that ride was over, was terrible, you know. And then just getting in and, you know, trying to adjust to the time change as well. But guys stay focused, you know, and that's what Coach Frazier talked about. You know, this is the reason, you know, we are coming to London. You know, have a good time, enjoy London because it's beautiful, but we need to focus on getting the win. And just throughout the week, guys displayed that, and we was able to come together today. You know, offense, we was able to make plays. So many guys, Jerome, Greg Jennings, you know, Matt played a heck of a game. Jerome back, offensive line. It was a collective effort, you know. So with that, I feel like guys responded the way Coach wanted us to.
Adrian, when you didn't get the third and three at the end there, any part of you thinking, uh-oh, here we go again?
No, you know, I didn't let my mind go there. You know, instead of thinking that, I focused on defense is going to get the stop for us. We're going to get this win.
Yeah, third and three. Everybody was in the box. I mean, was that just one of those just hard to get? Yards, everybody there?
You know, I feel like I still should have picked up the first down. And, you know, Toby and Matt, those guys had to kind of calm me down a little bit because, even sometimes when it feels like it's not a way, I know there's a way from what I'm looking at. And I missed it on that one. And, you know, it didn't come back to bite us, which is a good thing. So I can kind of, you know, sleep a little better. But I got to make that happen.
Was it Matt Khalil or Matt Castle that was calming you down?
Say again?
Was it Matt Khalil or Matt Castle?
Oh, Matt Asiata. Yeah. Running back core. I know. Thank you.